Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Directions module, Unit 3, Comprehension Tape 1. This unit is set in the PRC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers about whether things are close or far away. You'll also learn some Peking variants of directional terms you've already had. For this tape, you'll need to consult the map sheet opposite the reference list in your workbook. Miss Novak, newly arrived in Peking, is staying at the Peking Hotel. The following exchange takes place as she hands in her room key to the hotel desk clerk. Listen. Oh, you're going out.
你出去啊?
I thought I'd go out to buy a few books.
我想出去买几本书。
Here's the compound verb, to go out.
出去。
The verb 出 must be accompanied either by the name of the area being left, as in 出了这个饭店, or by a directional ending, as in 你出去啊? The compound verb 出去 is used just like the English going out, and the compound verb 出来, just like the English coming out. When the verbs 来 and 去 are used as directional endings, they are toneless and unstressed. In the sentence 你出去啊? The marker 啊 is used to carry the intonation. Earlier, you saw this marker used to carry the intonation of a question. 你好啊? How are you? In the sentence 你出去啊? It carries the intonation of an exclamation. Here's how you say a few books.
几本书,几本书.
When the bound word 几 has a tone, it means how many. When it's toneless, it means a few. Notice that in the sentence, 我想出去买几本书, the phrase after the verb 出去 expresses the purpose of the going out. Here's the exchange live.
你出去啊?我想出去买几本书.
Again.
你出去啊?
我想出去买几本书.
Check your comprehension.
你出去啊?
Oh, you're going out.
我想出去买几本书.
I thought I'd go out to buy a few books. Look at display 1 on your map sheet as the conversation continues. Excuse me, where is there a place to buy books?
劳驾,哪有卖书的? 劳驾,哪有卖书的?
There's a New China bookstore on Wangfujing Boulevard, which is very large.
王府井大街有一个新华书店很大。Here's
the word for excuse me in the exchange.
劳驾,劳驾。The
word 劳驾 is used in Peking when requesting someone to do something for you. Here's the word for boulevard, literally, big street.
大街,大街.
Wangfujing Boulevard is one of the major shopping streets in Peking. Here's how you say it.
王府井大街,王府井大街.
Here's the name, New China Bookstore.
新华书店,新华书店.
The word 新 means new, and the word 华, literally glorious, stands for China. The New China Bookstore has branches all over the PRC. When the existence of a noun is established by the verb 有, the noun may be followed by a predicate giving more information about it. In the second sentence in the exchange, the predicate 很大 follows the sentence 王府井大街有一个新华书店, which establishes that the bookstore exists. Listen to the exchange live.
劳驾,哪有卖书的?
王府井大街有一个新华书店,很大.
Again.
劳驾,哪有卖书的?
王府井大街有一个新华书店,很大.
Check your comprehension.
劳驾,哪有卖书的?
Excuse me, where is there a place to buy books?
王府井大街 有一个新华书店，很大。
There's a new China bookstore on Wang Fujing Boulevard, which is very large. The conversation continues. Is it far from here?
离这儿远吗？离这儿远吗？
Not far, very close.
不远，很近。不远，很近。
Here's the prepositional verb from, in the sense of, to be apart from.
离离
Here's the adjectival verb to be far.
远远
And here's the adjectival verb to be close.
近近
Here's the exchange live.
离这儿远吗？
不远，很近。
Again,
离这儿远吗？
不远，很近。
Check your comprehension.
离这儿远吗？
Is it far from here?
不远，很近。
Not far, very close. The conversation continues. How do I go? Is it possible to get there by walking?
怎么去？走着去可以吗？怎么去？走着去可以吗？
It's possible to get there by walking.
走着去可以。走着去可以。
Here's how you say walking.
走着。走着。
Here's the exchange live.
怎么去？走着去可以吗？
走着去可以。
Again.
怎么去？走着去可以吗？
走着去可以。
Check your comprehension.
怎么去？走着去可以吗？
How do I go? Is it possible to get there by walking?
走着去可以。
It's possible to get there by walking. Let's listen to another conversation that takes place in front of the Peking Hotel. Look at display 2 and listen to the conversation live.
老将，民族饭店离这儿远吗？
民族饭店离这儿不近。
走着去可以吗？
你走着去啊，远一点吧。
Again。
老将，民族饭店离这儿远吗？
民族饭店离这儿不近。
走着去可以吗？
你走着去啊，远一点吧。
Check your comprehension.
老将，民族饭店离这儿远吗？
Excuse me, is the Nationalities Hotel far from here?
民族饭店离这儿不近。
The Nationalities Hotel isn't close.
走着去可以吗？
Is it possible to get there by walking?
你走着去啊，远一点吧。
You want to walk there? Isn't that a little far? Let's go back to Miss Novak, who you'll remember just found out she could get to the New China bookstore by walking. Listen. How do I go?
怎么走？怎么走？
Go out from the entrance, turn north, and that's Wang Fujing Boulevard.
从大门出去，朝北拐，就是王府井大街。从大门出去，朝北拐，就是王府井大街。
Here's how you say entrance. Literally, big door.
大门，大门。
Here's the word usually used for toward in Peking.
朝朝
Literally, 朝 means facing towards. And here's the verb to turn.
拐拐
The adverb 就 in the exchange emphasizes the identity expressed by the verb 是 in the sequence. 就是王府井大街啊。And that's Wang Fujing Boulevard. Listen to the exchange live.
怎么走？
从大门出去，朝北拐，就是王府井大街。
Again.
怎么走？
从大门出去，朝北拐，就是王府井大街。
Check your comprehension.
怎么走？
How do I go?
从大门出去，朝北拐，就是王府井大街。
Go out from the entrance, turn north, and that's Wang Fujing Boulevard. From the map, you can see that the verb 拐 in Chinese can be used for a 180-degree turn. The verb to turn in English is limited to 90-degree turns.Miss Novak has one more question to ask about going to the New China Bookstore. How far do I go?
走多远？走多远？
Go a short distance, and the first building on the east side of the road is the New China Bookstore.
走不远，路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。走不远，路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。
The question 多远 how far, is formed just like the questions 多大 how old, and 多久 how long. Here's the word for a large multi-story building.
大楼大楼
Here's the short form used for referring to the east side of the street.
路东路东
The short form 路东is the usual Peking abbreviation for 路东边。Notice that the phrase 路东的comes at the beginning of its phrase in Chinese, while in English the phrase on the east side of the road comes at the end. 路东的第一个大楼 the first building on the east. Here's the exchange live.
走多远？
走不远，路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。
Again,
走多远？
走不远，路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。
Check your comprehension.
走多远？
How far do I go?
走不远，路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。
Go a short distance, and the first building on the east side of the road is the New China Bookstore. Now look at display one. The following conversation takes place in front of the Peking Hotel. In it, you'll hear the phrase, 走到第二个路口, walk to the second intersection. The verb 走 is followed by 到 instead of preceded by it. Listen to the conversation live.
请问那个大楼是北京饭店吗？
是北京饭店。
从这儿到东单公园去，朝哪边走？
一直朝东走。
走多远？
走到第二个路口，路北是东单菜市场，路南就是东单公园。
Again.
请问，那个大楼是北京饭店吗？
是北京饭店。
从这儿到东单公园去，朝哪边走？
一直朝东走。
走多远？
走到第二个路口，路北是东单菜市场，路南就是东单公园。
See if you understood what was said.
请问那个大楼是北京饭店吗？
May I ask?Is that building the Peking Hotel?
是北京饭店。
Yes.
从这儿到东单公园去，朝哪边走？
Which direction do you go to get from here to the Dongdan Park?
一直朝东走。
You go straight to the east.
走多远
How far do you go?
走到第二个路口路北是东单菜市场路南就是东单公园
You go to the second intersection. On the north is the Dongdan Market, and just on the south is the Dongdan Park. The next two conversations review what was covered on this tape. The first conversation takes place in the east lobby of the Peking Hotel. Listen to the conversation live.
你今天上午要不要出去？
要出去，我想出去买几本书。劳驾，哪有卖书的？
离这儿不远就有一个新华书店在王府井大街
怎么去走着去可以吗
走着去可以很近
怎么走
从这个大门出去朝北拐路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店
Again
你今天上午要不要出去
要出去我想出去买几本书劳驾哪有卖书的
离这儿不远就有一个新华书店在王府井大街
怎么去走着去可以吗
走着去可以很近
怎么走
从这个大门出去朝北拐路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店
See if you understood what was said
你今天上午要不要出去
Do you want to go out this morning?
要出去我想出去买几本书
Yes, I thought I'd go out to buy a few books
劳驾哪有卖书的
May I ask, where is there a store that sells books?
离这儿不远就有一个新华书店
Not far from here, there's a new China bookstore
在王府井大街
It's on Wang Fujing Boulevard
怎么去走着去可以吗
How do I go? Is it possible to get there by walking?
走着去可以，很近。
It's possible to get there by walking. It's very close.
怎么走
How do I go?
从这个大门出去朝北拐。
Go out from this entrance and turn north.
路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。
The first building on the east side of the road is the new China bookstore. For the next conversation, a Canadian student meets a Chinese friend at the Dongfang Bazaar. Look at display 4 on your map sheet to see where they are standing.The Chinese student is carrying some packages under his arm. Listen to the conversation live.
你买什么了？
我买了几张地图跟几本书。
是在哪儿买的？我也要买几张地图。
是在王府井的那个新华书店买的。
到那个书店去怎么走？
你从这个大门出去，朝南拐，就是王府井大街。走不远。路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店
Again
你买什么了
我买了几张地图跟几本书
是在哪儿买的我也要买几张地图
是在王府井的那个新华书店买的
到那个书店去怎么走
你从这个大门出去朝南拐就是王府井大街走不远路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。
See if you understood what was said.
你买什么了？
What have you bought?
我买了几张地图跟几本书。
I've bought some maps and some books.
是在哪儿买的？
Where did you buy them?
我也要买几张地图。
I want to buy a few maps too.
是在王府井的那个新华书店买的。
I bought them at that new China bookstore on Wang Fu Jing.
到那个书店去怎么走？
How do you get to that bookstore?
你从这个大门出去，朝南拐，就是王府井大街。
Go out from this entrance, turn south, and that's Wang Fu Jing Boulevard.
走不远，路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。
Go a short distance, and the first building on the east side of the road is the New China Bookstore. As a final review, see if you can translate the following exchanges from the target list. Number one.
到新华书店去怎么走？
How do I get to the New China Bookstore?
从大门出去，朝北拐，就是王府井大街。
You go out from the entrance, turn to the north, and that's Wang Fu Jing Boulevard. Number two.
你出去啊。
Oh, you're going out.
我想出去买几本书。
I thought I'd go out to buy a few books. Number three.
老贾，那个大楼是新华书店吗？
Excuse me, is that building the New China Bookstore? Number four.
老贾，新华书店离这儿远吗？
Excuse me, is the New China Bookstore far from here?
不远，很近。
Not far, very close.
怎么去？走着去可以吗？
How do I go? Is it possible to get there by walking?
走着去可以。
It's possible to get there by walking.
走多远？
How far do I go?
走不远。路东的第一个大楼就是新华书店。
Go a short distance, and the first building on the east side of the road is the New China Bookstore. If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape. This is the end of the tape. End of directions 3, C1.